It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Today's Awkward Tuesday phone call might make history. It might actually be the first time in human history that a person figures out how to reach through the phone and smack somebody. And talking about Cora, who's on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call right now. Cora was actually on with us a little while back because she suspected that her boyfriend was cheating. Why did she think that? It all started when a coworker told Cora that she saw her boyfriend's profile pop up on Tinder. And after that, we sent a few flirty texts to her boyfriend, hoping to catfish him. And her boyfriend took the bait and even set up a date to meet at a random bar.
Oh my God, did he take the bait? Guilty.
Originally, Cora was supposed to confront him at the bar in person, but I guess she was too nervous to go through with it. So instead, she wants to call him out in an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah. I just really want to thank you guys so much for doing this with me. I swear to you, I wouldn't even dare try this if it wasn't for you guys' help. Like, thank you so much.
Well, don't thank us. We might ruin your relationship right now.
Well, she has no relationship. He's cheating on her.
He's cheating on her. He ruined it himself.
Yeah, this is not her fault at all. And I think my advice is I think you should go into this thinking that you're a lawyer.
What?
And you present the evidence against him and then basically prosecute him.
And yell objection at least two times.
Yeah. Like, I would start crying. I wouldn't be able to get my point across. Like, you have to remain level-headed.
Okay. I'm going to try.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. You ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Oh, okay. You got this.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Pooh Bear.
Oh, hey. Where are you calling me from? This wasn't a number I recognized.
Oh, I'm at work. Sorry. I couldn't use my cell phone. We have really bad reception in the office.
Oh, okay. Cool. I hadn't heard from you in a little while. I was starting to get worried. Everything all right?
Oh, man. It's been so crazy at work. You know, this is like the budget season. So doing all these stupid Excel spreadsheets, my head's been spinning. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's cool. What's going on?
So I just wanted to kind of ask you a question.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So last weekend, we didn't really hang out, and I missed you so much.
Hey, I missed you too.
Did you do anything fun?
No, not really. I just, you know, the usual, just hanging out. Sort of lame, actually.
You said sort of lame?
Lame. A little lame. It wasn't anything major, just the usual, you know, kicking it around.
Just the usual, huh?
Yeah.
That's strange because, you know, James, I don't think you're being straight up honest with me right now.
What? Where's that coming from?
What do you mean, what? Where's that coming from? So you're just going to really sit here and lie? Is that what you're going to do? This is the thing that we're going to do right now? You're just going to lie?
Whoa. What are you talking about?
Seriously? Where were you last weekend?
I just told you I was just hanging out.
No, you didn't just tell me. You just lied to me.
You're really starting to sound a little crazy right now. You called me, you were all perky and happy a minute ago, and now I'm lying. Lying about what?
Are you serious?
Please explain yourself. I don't know what you're talking about.
So that's going to be your story. You did absolutely nothing.
I don't.
So you didn't go to a bar? You weren't at a bar last weekend?
Well, kind of. I mean, I kind of went.
You were kind of at a bar? How does someone kind of be at a bar?
Oh, my God.
You know what, James? I'm so done with your lies. Like, if I wasn't sitting on this phone, I would freaking reach over and slap the crap out of you. Are you serious right now? You must really think I'm an idiot. You must really think that I'm dumb. I know the whole story.
Wait a minute. You don't know the story. Wait a minute.
I do know the whole story. Don't continue to lie to me, and don't keep talking while I'm talking. You know I don't like that, first of all.
You don't know the whole story.
Are you still talking? Are you still talking? I told you not to talk while I'm talking. I talked to Jennifer. She told me everything. She gave me full details, and you're just going
to
continue to lie.
If you talk to Jennifer, then
you're still talking while I'm talking. Just shut up, okay? Because you're a liar. You're a f***ing liar, and it doesn't make any sense. You don't have to lie to me. You could have just told me the truth. If I wasn't making you happy, then you could have just said that.
Wait,
how would you go behind my back? You've been lying. You've been cheating. You've been sneaking around.
No, babe. No.
I don't even want to hear anything else you have to say. Like, you've been texting people. You've been texting other people, sending them all types of weird emojis that I have no clue what they mean. Freaking donut and a banana. I had to freaking Google that crap to even figure out what it was. And I know what it means.
Babe, you don't understand.
You're a real ass. Like, seriously, I'm so over this whole thing.
Listen,
like, I just
babe,
can't believe you would do that to someone that you love. Like, I really love you.
This
is
really... It's just a joke. It's a joke. It's just a f***ing joke.
Bullshit, James. You're a liar.
No, babe. I set it all up with Jennifer. The whole time, it was just a joke.
Awkward. Whoa. Don't know if I believe you, James.
I do not believe him.
I believe him.
No.
What was that?
Oh, what's up, James? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
What?
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm talking to Cora. What just happened?
Oh, Cora's still on the phone, I think. Cora, are you still there?
I'm here.
I'm proud of you for not hanging up already, Cora.
What is going on?
Oh, we've been listening the whole time. That's because Cora listens to our radio show, and she wanted to do a segment we call the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have to have a tough conversation with somebody, we'll help you out as long as you make that phone call on the air.
What the hell? I don't even understand what this is right now.
Cora called you on our radio show so she could confront you because her coworker saw you on Tinder, and then she actually texted you the other day on our show.
Yeah.
And you gave her like an address to meet at a bar.
Yeah, you remember that text message the other day when you were sending all those swimmer and donut and banana emojis? It was me that you were texting the whole time.
Listen, I know it was you, Cora. It was supposed to be a joke.
Liar.
Wait, what's the joke, though, James? Explain the joke to me.
Okay, so here's what happened. We were out at this work happy hour, and her coworker, Jennifer, and I were, like, joking about, like, telling her that I was on Tinder for some reason. I mean, we were drinking. And then the next day, like, Jennifer goes in and actually goes through with the joke. And I knew that it was Cora texting me that day. So then I played along, and I felt bad about it. So I was going to meet her at that bar that I texted her and take her out for her birthday.
Bullcrap.
Really?
Oh. Bullcrap.
That sounds like a lie.
I mean, it would work.
No,
like
why wouldn't you tell her then that it was the big joke when she didn't show up? Obviously, she's thinking that you're cheating on her. If it's really a joke, you would have informed her before today.
I was going to tell her, but Jennifer thought it was so funny, so I had to like keep going with it. She made me like just keep going along with it.
Oh. Well, it's not funny, James. I'm not amused at all.
Wait,
at you or Jennifer.
Do you believe him, Cora?
No.
No, it's true. You can go ask Jennifer. Like, seriously, we planned the whole thing. It was all a prank. I really care about you. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
See?
I wouldn't do anything to hurt you except pretend that I'm cheating on you.
Yeah, real funny jokes.
That's harsh.
Are you sleeping with Jennifer and she's in on the big lie because you're having an affair?
No, Jennifer.
Don't you think you're protesting a little too much, James? Just a little too much?
Seriously, you can verify all of this with Jennifer. Just call her. Call her. She will tell you the whole story.
I honestly don't even know what to believe anymore. Like,
wait, I never meant for it to get this crazy. I mean, is radio people involved? It was just supposed to be a simple thing.
I don't know what you guys were expecting, but this is not funny. I don't like surprises like this, and you know that.
I get it. It wasn't my idea, though. I was trying to salvage the whole situation.
James, do you ever think for yourself?
Obviously not. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on right now.
That's so not good. That's like the worst. I'm not happy at all.
So, Cora, okay, after this whole thing, what do you think? Which way are you leaning?
I just need some time, guys. Like, I need to process this whole thing. I guess I'm going to have a conversation with Jennifer and sort this whole thing out. I'm not ready to go forward with anything right now.
Okay. Ugh, hey, Cora, will you do a call on the show with your coworker so we can hear?
Oh my God, how many layers of this saga are we going to be involved in?
I don't know, but we need closure.
No, guys, I just think at this point I need to go talk to her right now before those two, like, think of something else to play on me.
Yeah. The next funny joke could be like your mom died or something.
Yeah, hysterical.
Hilarious.